And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. After he saved my wretched soul, he turned around and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name unto the Gentiles, to the kings, and to the children of Israel. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, Abba Father, who are in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son through the faith, and that we were crucified with him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature and all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of them that have found this true hiding place say amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man, oh, bless his holy name, that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, we give thanks also this morning to God for the few of you that have tuned in. For the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to find this true rest and hiding place, but only a few shall find it. The Spirit of the Lord tells us what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he declares. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. It is truly once again a blessing and by the grace of God to be gathered together with you again. Oh, last week I made a proclamation to the Lord God Almighty that if it's the Lord's will, then I'll be back again next week. Well, bless his name this morning. Oh, the Lord is good, and all the time he's good, for his mercy endured forever. Oh, bless his name this morning. As usual, if you have your Bibles, Matthew's the 16th chapter, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again and to summons you to come out of the wilderness and come and enter into this spiritual promised land, this place where it's full of milk and honey. It is that hiding place in Christ that he has prepared an escape for us to hide from the law of sin and its eternal death. Matthew's the 16th chapter, and the Bible tells us the Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And Jesus answered and said, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when the disciples was come to the other side, then Jesus said, take heed and be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible says, and as they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we haven't taken bread. And when Jesus perceived, said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves? Because ye have brought no bread, do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? Neither 7 loaves of 4,000, how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not of you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then understood they that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Oh, praise be to his holy name this morning. In this teaching this morning, we find the so-called church folk of Jesus' day coming to Jesus, trying to tempt him, desiring that he would show them some type of sign. Jesus said, a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there should be no sign to be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Jesus says, for as Jonas was there 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And Jesus said to his disciples, the church, the bride, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those that practice religion, those that are trying to establish their own righteousness and have turned away from the righteousness of God. The Bible tells us that they didn't understand how this false doctrine could destroy and kill a nation. You see, the Spirit of the Lord gives us another warning about lying preachers. It's found in 2 John 1:9. And it's in verse 9 through 11 declares, the Bible tells us, the Holy Spirit, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. And he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. For he that biddeth him God speed is a partaker of his evil deeds. The Spirit of the Lord tells us through Brother Paul, for we're laborers together with God. Ye are God's field. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another builder thereon. But let every man take heed how he builded there upon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his name this morning. The Bible tells us that then Jesus turned to his disciples and he asked them, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Then they said, some say John the Baptist, Elijah, and some Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. And Jesus said, but whom say ye that I am? And then Peter said, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, Jesus said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16, chapter 13 through the 19th verse declares. You see, the rock Jesus' church is built upon is the rock of the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. It is the preaching of the cross. It is the gospel of the kingdom. This is the foundation that the church is laid thereupon. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 21 declares, but Brother Paul said, but Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, at least the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the disputers of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Save them that believe what? The doctrine of Christ, the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 25, Jesus declares, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And how can one lose his life and still live? Ephesians 4, 5 gives us the answer. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You see, the bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. This is where our faith is. This is where our faith remains. This is where our faith shall not be moved from this one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. John chapter 3, verse 30, the Spirit of the Lord declares, he must increase, but we must decrease. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the Spirit of the Lord declares, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, Brother Paul, he goes on to say, brother, I count not myself to have apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14 declares, the Holy Spirit calls it the high calling of God when one finds himself in Christ. The high calling. of God when one finds himself in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 declares, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." The Holy Spirit calls this living godly in Christ. Jesus says, "Whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." Oh, bless his name this morning. We're truly blessed to have had the love of God, in which came down in order to save our wretched souls. It is the love of God that sent down to us his love in order to save our souls. But the only thing about God is that his way, his truth, and the life of Jesus Christ living through us is the asset to God. This is how we're able to pray, according to the scriptures, of course, and he hears us and answers us. And this is also how, when the folks come against us, you see, most of the folks don't really read their Bible, so therefore they have little or no clue what's in it. The Bible lets us know clearly that for all who come against the bride of Christ, those that are dead and are living by the faith, Jesus says when you come against them, you're not coming against them. He declares that you're coming against him. Well, looking back over my life, that's a trail of folks' lives have been turned upside down. They're coming against this ministry in ignorance and trying to let the devil use them to do evil to suppress this good. But the only problem is evil can't overtake good. That is impossible. You see, what folks don't realize is that God have called some of us to become poor that you may become rich. You see, one of the things the Lord revealed to me some 20 years ago after getting saved and then began to move in the by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord shared with me the one thing he also shared with Nicodemus. That's one thing you like. You got to give all that you have to follow me. You see, last week the Spirit of the Lord revealed to us in that 90th chapter of Psalms that man's life here on earth is 70 years, maybe 80, maybe he may live 100 years, but then the Bible says that he flies away. Flies away where? Into eternity. And how long does that last? Without end. It was mind-boggling to me as well when I discovered this truth, that my journey here would only last 70 or 80 years, or maybe 100 years, and then I'm going to be somewhere forever. Where is that somewhere where one will be? Well, if you trust and believe this one gospel that Jesus preached and called us to follow him, as you read your Bibles, everybody he called, he said those two wonderful words, follow me. Follow him where? Where was Jesus trying to get sinful man to follow him? He definitely wasn't talking about skipping straight up to heaven with him. He was asking us to follow his example. As he laid down his life for us, Jesus said that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Meaning that my life now is centered on the prize. Paul described his ministry as an athlete running a race. first he had to strip himself of any weight that bared him down, held him back, got in his way. And then as a runner, he began to run with his focus toward Jesus in our heavenly prize. He went on to share with us that this one thing I've learned, how to forget those things that are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So many times we as the bride of Christ, we beat ourselves up with some things God has already forgiven us for. Our minds go back to what happened then or what happened when, and there we are. But Jesus lets us know that my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, I don't really think a man could get any weaker than when he's dead. I really think that is the weakest one can get when he's dead. You see, this is why Jesus came. It was a twofold reason for his coming. You got to get this. You see, Jesus came to shed that precious blood in order to afford to us forgiveness of our past sins. But why did he have to die? His blood was shed all over the streets of Jerusalem. His blood was in the hall. It was everywhere. So why did he have to die? This is the wisdom of God. He had to die in order to prepare a means for us to die while we're yet still alive. Because if we die in sin, then we're going to be separated from the Father for all eternity. So Jesus provided a means for us to die now while we can live with him later in eternity. Oh, I'm, you know, being a Marine, it's done a lot of things that frighten me. You know, I've been in some situations that was truly deadly, one could say. But what frightens me the most is hell. What really frightens me is to know that here I am at 65, spending 65 years on earth, and then not having my house in order, then close my eyes and open them in hell. How tragic that will be for one. This is why for me, my hope is in Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my hope is in that which he said for me would save me. The Bible lets us know in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things and not seen. You see, I didn't see the holes in his hand. I didn't see the nail prints. I didn't see the hole in his side. But I didn't need to see it, for I believe. I believe that God sent his son to provide an escape for me. Escape from what? Escape from the law of sin and death. And how does this happen? It's through the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that have made us free from the law of sin and its eternal death. What a wonderful God we serve. And he is so good. But the only thing about his goodness is we must receive it his way. Grace, this is the door that opens and allow the grace to come into us. Grace and mercy. He said, come boldly to the throne room of grace as you have a need, for we all have need of grace and mercy every day. How do we get it? By trusting in Jesus Christ, him crucified, in the death of our old sin nature there with him, and that old sin nature being buried, and by that same faith, since we died with him and was buried with him, then therefore his resurrection has become our resurrection to the newness of life. Behold, all things have become new. We are grateful and we are thankful to be able to come before you today and to confess him before men. Oh, I didn't feel like coming. But the truth of the matter is we don't have a choice in the matter. You see, I had stopped working in the vineyard some years back. And the people talked about me so bad, I said, that's it. I ain't telling them nothing. I'm saved. Get saved on your own. And the Lord allowed me to get away with that for about 30 days. Then while in the backyard cutting grass, he spoke to me. He told me I had two choices. He said, you either do what I told you to do or lake of fire. And being a fisherman, I've seen many lakes. I've never saw a lake of fire and desire not to see one. And so it's from that day forward to now that I'm running on and hope to see what the end will be. For my hope is in what Jesus told me. I believe that he's the Son of the living God. I believe that he's not a man and he can lie. I believe that if he said, follow me, then I can do it. I believe that if he said, lay down my life, I can lay it down. I believe that if he said, if I trust in him, yet a man be dead, yet will he live. I believe him. I believe what Jesus said because Jesus is the one that showed me the love that he had for me. For the Bible tells us that this is the great love that God showed toward all of us, that while we was yet in sin, he died for us. And that is the only escape, my friends. It's no other escape. It's just dying and letting him live, and whatever little work that he called you to do, just do it. Even his mother had a hold of that. She told him, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. You know, we started out on the highway ministry 28 years ago. 2019, he shot us here to the radio station. I asked him, Lord, why? Why are you sending me to the radio station when here on the highways, there's no one out here? No one is telling them about you because there's no money in it. This is the same reason they don't preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom. It's no money in it. Nobody will pay you to hear you tell them they need to die, lose their whole life, all of their plans, all their dreams, all their goals, all their desires. Who would pay you to hear that? But yet this is what Jesus says. And for the few rich folk that I've heard through the internet and TV that have come to Jesus and proclaim his name before the people, saying now they're running with Jesus, one thing you like. You got to give all that you have to the poor, and then you can follow him. We love you all. We're the Three of Us Ministries, and I'm Messenger Metric Magoon from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. Saved my old wretched soul and frightened the pure hell out of me, whereby there's no way I'm going to come before you preaching another gospel, knowing that he could kill me, my children, and my grandchildren. The devil is a liar. You see, I have to tell the truth and shame the devil and to make sure that I escape that horrible place called hell. And we're grateful and thankful to be able to come to you and tell you this truth. It's out of our hands now. You know, once you get it, that's between you and God. Now, if you want to accept it as truth or accept it as a lie, that's between you and God. But one thing we know for certain, if you believe, you can receive this life-giving Jesus living on the inside of you. Somebody today is ready. I can feel it in my spirit. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I repent for I've sinned. And all in your sight have I done this evil. Blot out my transgressions, wash me with hyssop, cleanse me, and make me whiter than snow. And if you prayed that prayer, if you prayed that you made it, we're the Three of Us Ministers, and I am Messenger Metro Magoon from Pineville, and we love you, and Jesus loves you, and the Lord's will. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445.